You are listening to The Mic is the Message on KDVS in Davis. I'm your host, MC Lewin, filling in for Clementine today. She was kind enough to let me fill in for this show because we've got a very special lineup for us today. My regular show time is when you're all probably sleeping at 3 a.m. on Fridays. But today, we've got an interview with hip-hop artist Sapient, and he's got a show at the Soul Collective this Sunday, March 3rd, and I got a chance to talk with him, so I'll just be playing that interview a little bit later, and then towards the end of the show, I've got some tickets I'm going to give away, so be ready to call in after the interview. The number is 530-754-KDVS. So the track I just played is from Sapient. Slow Up is the name of that track. And the track that's playing right now is Shlomo with The Way You Do. So we'll listen to this and jump into the next music set. And then we'll go ahead and jump right into that interview.
Give me that. think I'm gonna stay upon this train. It takes me away, way, way out of the way, way over yonder day after day. What can I say? Yeah, I know all of you bored. So was I until I found out what I'm for and what I'm not for. I am here to give you these words that Alex conjured up and out of me observed. System, kissed them, missed them, wisdom. Lacking their vision, living for the moment is dumb. What you're hearing is a forewarning conundrum. Riddle me this, where does the sunshine come from? I guess we step into AM. The PM was fancy and full of radiant amazement. So let's just do it again until the train stops. Little Big Planet, the brain's about to go pop. All the answers to all of those questions went kaput. Now what's up? Look, judge book by a cover that goes. It's got me feeling resilient, comatose, but with a glow. Oh, oh, smug, super, I feel love. Duper, come, unplug, snob, rat, thug. Portable crystal ring with an angel and a demon hug. That sounds soft, but not when you zone. Not when you ride in a Tron bike to and fro. You gotta make it go. Better than Belinda, Excedra, me and Reva and ZV. The LED strobe and euphoria, sativa. This leader being but followed is us. So trust, we never run out of that gold dust. We illustrious. It's in a drug that will peak and leave you somber. It's the age of Aquarius and it's months. And I'm the author.
I'm out in the moonlight now, dancing, laughing, it's my holiday. We rode through the forest, painted gray. The path is silver, and those are swarming.
journey again. Went across the block to buy a loaf of bread. A homeless man yelled out, I haven't had any food all day. Man, I'm down on my luck. Can you spare some change? All his friends looked up like as if to say, if you got it like that, throw something my way. So I had to keep stepping, put a foot to pavement. I really would have liked to help out, but hey. About 20 meters up the sidewalk, eye contact with a girl, the eyes off. So windows as a cold wind blows, there was no one home, she was going a lot. But dead to the world when it hit in the whirlwind. Yeah, she was smiling, she didn't look sad. Maybe in a mist, she's oblivious, and they call ignorance bliss. Hey, how about that? All walks of life, all playing in the game. Many games to be playing, some don't have a plan. All in the one block radius, mark it off 8th summertime in the streets of San Fran. We got sounds, loud in the block now, we got sounds. Meters up, seen a brawl, two dope fiends going hard for a stray dollar bill. Owner of the Chinese food store came out with a pistol, like, take it out of here. One man with a sign saying hungry, one with a sign saying buy me a beer. And you try to push through in your own zone, chilling till you peep, there's a guy in your ear. So I sped my pace, man, I want these sales people out my face. I don't know what they selling, but I ain't the bait. For the hook, line, sticker, man, I'm out, it's crazy. When you can't mind your own, can't find your space. And they take it personal when you walk away. All in the day, deep in the heart of the bay. Summertime, San Fran, Market, and 8th Street. We got sounds, loud in the block now, we got sounds. 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 Everybody listen, come to this town. Get the gear on the mic, bringing it down. Taking it, breaking it, shaking it, all around. Listen to the listen, every dawn, break the dawn, break the day, every day, every night. Select MCs on the mic, yo, the walk of eight, yo, sacrifice, 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 system, focus, hanging out.
Okay, alright, okay. Oh, oh.
Say G and E. Say G and E.
General electrical match. Don't light the flame, let the egg hatch. Follow the way back to the bay, let's march. Neglected, resurrected, threads so sharp. Break the ladies' hearts when they see G and E pulling up, stepping out with L and D. Now kids telling me we gotta do lake release, but it started blue collar like Basic and Reese. Bark to Embarcadero, we couldn't sell a beat. I couldn't sell a verse at first, that was weak. We'd speak on telephones, tried to work for the man. Might have called your home to slang you a scam, but that was short-lived like his dreadlocks, my plaid shirts. Double L's the bread box, what we had first. Chicoria samples and Scarface. Breakbeats, not ghetto boys, that wasn't far away. Oakland the hard way, to Valley life in Southern Cali. But I can't see what the stars say. So we read them in the desert, spread it to Hawaii, Alaska, Canada, and Africa. G&E is sure to tap into the human in ya through booming systems.
Grouch and Eli, we got the power and it don't stop, won't stop, wilt nor sour. Grouch and Eli, that's my brother, can't touch that. Plus raps fit with each other's. G's for the good, E for elevation. We gon' touch the world, this is celebration. Say G and E. Say G and E.
Generals of eclectic penmanship, the centerfold pieces of an abstract collective. A Los Angelino with a young man's perspective of what he thinks is keynote, combined with his incentive, his drive and his protective vibe, not to let ish die. We the medicine aligned as some veterans. I never thought that sign would project across the highways. Eating Taco Bell from the day before, those were the Fridays. When Saturday became no different from a Monday. In one way or another, me and my big brother were Sunday. Sayers and those one day, players with their gun spray. Wish they could be like us, get off the bus, feel that rush of that crowd that's got too much love for you, never out of touch. Within reach if I speak to each and everybody who's read the news. Let open arms always welcome you to your crew or your gang and your family. The main line, G and E, the brain, grind harder at the same time. Father to daughter, son to mother, we love each other. Wealth discovered, living legends, age undiscovered. New religions, philosophies, you feel esteemed. We'll soon believe there's no other than me and my brother stand tall on a soapbox to ball off a hope and knock you all off the dope. DNA is sure to tap into the human in your booming systems. You just listen. Just listen. Just listen. 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 Listen.
Grouch and Eli, we got the power and it don't stop, won't stop, will nor sour. Grouch and Eli, that's my brother, can't touch that. Plus raps fit with each other's. G's for the good, E for elevation. We gon' touch the world, this is celebration. Say G and E. Say G and E.
Listening to The Mic is the Message on KDBS in Davis. And the track you just heard was Grouch and Eli with Say G and E. Track before that was Gift a Gab with Market and Eighth. Before that was Keshi with Bridge. And the song to start off the set was Dark Time Sunshine, All Aboard. So I'm just going to play a couple messages for you guys after this beat runs out. And then we are going to jump right into the interview with Sapient. So stay tuned.
UC Davis students save on season events at the Mondavi Center. Full-time enrolled students with valid student ID get half off all tickets. First-year students, transfers, and graduate students can receive one free ticket to any Mondavi Center season event during their first year. To get your half off or free ticket, see mondaviarts.org.
Single morning that I wake on and don't have to go to a day job. If I could live off of a nickel a day, I wouldn't have to sell anything that I made. That'd be okay. But I'm a factory manufacturing that crack spitty. Ask anybody, they don't have the audacity to tell you different. They worry to tell I'm gonna take off my belt and whip them. Cause all the wealth and riches really can only buy your sugar sprinkles. You know, bells and whistles and the size of your television isn't a measure of intelligence. It just makes you look self in prison, but they don't see that. Nah, nah, no, they don't see that. Nah, nah, they wanna lean back. They want some mindless entertainment, but I won't be that. Yeah, my grind is tech. Yeah, my racket is complicated. My hustle's so intricate. Ain't no cheating. Ain't no swindling or scheming. And now that I'm in it, there's no leaving. Yeah, my grind is tech. Yeah, my racket is complicated. My hustle's so intricate. Ain't no cheating. Ain't no swindling or scheming. And now that I'm in it, there's no leaving. This the life I lead, choosing it instead of an Ivy League school, but I choose decisively to school you with a mic in lieu of violent means, with a youthful view of life, but I'm 25, let's see, that's a quarter of 100, but, if I'm immortal, then it's nothing,
nothing.
I'm living forever when I record it and it's coveted, my album is affordable, so bump it, what's with these pop rappers all obsessed with cash, trying to get it and get it fast, I wonder if they're worried their success won't last. Well, it can't last if you measure success like that. That would mean you're spending your success every time you get your house painted, buy groceries, or drop a down payment. Every time you pay the valet, it's one step closer to being outdated. You blew it.
Yeah, my grind is tech. Yeah, my racket is complicated. My hustle's so intricate. Ain't no cheating. Ain't no swindling or scheming. And now that I'm in it, there's no leaving. Yeah, my grind is tech. My racket is complicated, my hustle so intricate. Ain't no cheating, ain't no swindling or scheming. And now that I'm in it, there's no leaving.
Hustler, I'm the epitome. I don't need no label pimping me, telling me to wear skinny jeans. I'm grinding, but more tech than 50-50's beat. Switch kick, flip, backside, lip, down 15, but I hit it clean. Yeah, that was pretty steep, but what I'm trying to say specifically is my grind is tech, like hidden Bible messages. Since it's hard to digest this, you should take trial set. I don't need no diamond necklace, checking my style is fresh, like Irish Spring dialer's S. But I'll never be washed up. I'm enjoying the dirt. Submerge myself in the soil and earth. I said I'll never be washed up or avoiding my work. Yep, yep, my employment's secure.
Yeah, my grind is tech. Yeah, my racket is complicated. My hustle's so intricate. Ain't no cheating. Ain't no swindling or scheming. And now that I'm in it, there's no leaving. Yeah, my grind is tech. Yeah, my racket is complicated. My hustle's so intricate. Ain't no cheating.
You are listening to an extension of The Mic is the Message on KDVS in Davis. I'm your host, MC Lujan, and right now we have a very special guest with us on the show, writer, rapper, singer, producer, Sapient. I know you're a very busy man, and I want to thank you for joining us on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. I really appreciate you taking the time to make this happen as well.
My pleasure. So Sapient has an upcoming show this Sunday, March 3rd, at Soul Collective in Sacramento. And I looked into the space, and it seems like a great cultural venue for both visual and musical arts. Opening up for this show will be Evil Ebenezer. Can you talk a little bit about how you guys connected?
Evil is actually, he's on the same label as me, Camo Bear Records. And this label is sort of... I guess it's like a dual type of label where it's American and Canadian. And so they operate pretty heavy up in Canada. And Evil is actually a Canadian artist out of Vancouver, BC. And so that's how we met, really, is through this label. And, I've become a big fan of what he does. He's really talented. And I just think that bringing him with me out here on the road to... some of these shows in the States is going to be really a good look for the tour. And I just really want to make sure people get a chance to see this guy because he's good.
Yeah, absolutely. I've actually been playing some of his stuff on my show as well recently.
Nice.
So next, I just wanted to jump right into your new album, Slump. There's obviously a lot to talk about here. I think the first most common observation is probably that there's no rapping on this. And I know you've been singing for a long time with choruses and album outros and stuff. What led you to make a whole album along this style?
Well, I actually started this album quite a while back. A friend and fellow artist, Henry Osborne, up in Seattle, he's part of like Grayskull and Old Dominion, and his most recent project is called Dark Time Sunshine.
Oh, yeah.
We've been, longtime homies, and back when I was doing this singing, just kind of dabbling, he would always kind of bring me in on his projects, and I would sing a chorus or whatnot. And he, you know, at that time in my group, The Sand People, I was always ending our albums with one of these singing songs, like rock, kind of indie rock type. I don't know how to categorize it.
Right.
And those tended to be unanimous favorites from feedback for the album and feedback that I got about things. And so Henry would kind of pressure me to push my limits a little bit and sing more than I really wanted to. And I was just always kind of felt like, hey, like I want to rap on your album, like quit making me sing on your hooks or whatever. But he, and in the end, kind of pushed me to make this a whole project like this. And I actually had the luxury at that time. I was just selling so many beats to so many different rappers that I just kind of had them all on monthly plans that I was just getting like $100 a month from like enough people that I kind of just had that luxury of being able to just mess around with this project with Henry basically telling me I should do it. So yeah, it's really, he's the one to blame. And now, that was a while ago. Over the years, I kind of waited for a while to really find the right home for this album. And as the years went by, I released more hip hop records and kind of sat on this record. And as I developed more as a musician, I kind of made these different revisions. So this is probably like, I don't know, the fourth or so like final version of Slump. Each one is like quote unquote final, but yeah, this one's actually final because it's out now. So I've combed over it and updated it, and some songs were from the very beginning, and some of the songs I actually just made like towards the end of last year, right under the deadline, and just slipped them in. So there's kind of like songs from probably like four different eras of my music on this album. So it's
cool.
I think it's really like an encompassing piece is a good example of what I can do right now.
Sure. Yeah, I had recognized Gladys and Dapper Mob from before. But yeah, it's really nice to see him kind of in the context of like a more cohesive project.
Thanks.
So I'm interested in hearing you talk about where the name Slump comes from. It's usually, you know, like a negative connotation, but I feel like this album's got, you know, a really fresh sound. And I just was curious what your thoughts are on that.
So I guess it comes to some of the like slang that me and my homies would say, like for like a beat, I don't know, a beat that's kind of slow, or like a song that's kind of slow and dark, you know, we call it like a slumper. And then, you know, it's a feeling from a slumper, you know, in that terminology is kind of not like an exciting, fast party track, but still, you know, still awesome, I guess.
Right.
So this, through my career with hip hop, I've always kind of felt like my pocket of rhythm has been slower than what the average is. Like my preference of like what tempo I would want a track to be. I really like slow music.
Sure.
And so I've always kind of felt like, you know, in order to have a career and make music that other people want to listen to, I've always kind of lived a little bit faster than what I like, you know, than what is my favorite, I guess. And with this, there's just a lot of slow stuff. It's just kind of whatever I want. And so it's that slow, kind of slumpy sound. I felt like it really just fit. And also, I've just been making so much music. You know, it's been like a backbreaking experience what I've kind of gone through with my career.
Yeah.
And it's sort of, you know, with all the hip hop that I've done and stuff like that, it's almost kind of ruined. Like I've made so many beats for so many different artists. and just made so many albums and just created so much that it's almost like temporarily, at least, like ruined it for me, that genre. Like, it's not so super enjoyable to hear because it's just so broken down and stripped down from having gone through the motions so much. It's sort of like when you do what you love for a job, it can, you run that risk of it kind of tainting it for you. So, you know, that part of me kind of died. And that's also another, you know, term used for death. Like, so killing somebody, you slump them,
right?
You know, because I guess that probably came from them being slumped over when they die. So, you know, it's just kind of, the word just sort of fit to me when I came up with it. I don't really remember when I did, but this album's always been called Slump once I decided it, like, long ago, like in 08 or something like that. And it just sort of stuck, and I kind of had talked about it here and there, and so there was sort of like this, you know, this circulation of knowledge about this record with no release date for years and years and years, and here we are.
Cool. Yeah, that actually, I'm going to jump ahead and ask another question because it's related to that. I was reading that little blog on your webpage, I'd be interested in hearing you talk about that, that I'm better than you mentality that's inherent in hip hop. And it seems like you're really trying to pull away from that with Slump.
Well, I mean, there's, it's really like, you know, I don't really want to pull away from it because I still feel that sentiment.
Right, right.
but, you know, I guess there's just a different level of, like, I do always enjoy, like, the braggadocious type of track. And I feel that it's like, I don't know, an outlet for my frustration of seeing, like, the state of pop music and all these people who I think are garbage that are just out there. And just also the mass, like it's frustrating watching the famous people that suck and then watching all the, like, little noob, like, you know, half-hearted artists who are just diluting it for people like me who are, I haven't fully, you know, exploded or blown up or had any really, like, big jumps where something's taken me to the next level as far as, like, anything I've released. So I'm basically just at the front end of this wave of just, like, this diluted, like, garbage do-it-yourself hip-hop, because, you know, with rap and rappers and hip-hop, it's like you can make an album with just a mic that you bought for like $100 and a little thing that plugs into your computer. And you can pirate software to make beats out of samples. And like within a day, you can become a rapper producer and then put something out on Bandcamp or CD Baby. And it's just all DIY friendly. And so it's so diluted. And so without me having reached that level of, like, you know, not fame, but just recognition before that, you know, when I'm trying to break ground or I'm trying to get in certain gateways, it's like I'm, to people who don't know about me, I'm in that same pool.
Sure.
When that's not necessarily the school that I came up in, it's like, so anyways, that braggadocious mentality is something I still feel like, you know, I feel like just hating on all that stuff. But with Slump, yeah, you're right. It's not as based around that as much as, like, my previous, like, hip-hop, but there's still songs like When, where I kind of, it's like, has that contrast of like, look, here's something kind of, I'm singing kind of sweetly and pretty, and it's like this piano, like, chord progression, and then I'm just singing about how I'm better than people,
right, right.
You know? So that still exists a little bit. I couldn't cut it out completely.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. I mean, it's like you can't really get away from that. It is hip hop. So I wanted to talk specifically about that track Pieces of Paper.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the music video and I really like that sort of like somber feel of the song and video and how they work together. And I think that phrase, you know, I got to get the money is really interesting in the way that you stressed it. Sort of seems just like exhausted at that grind for surviving as an artist. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, totally. I mean, at that point, that's one of the newer songs. And, for me, you know, I'm a father and a husband and, with my music career, I'm like the sole provider. My wife is a stay-at-home mom. And so at times is there's just the pressure from the scramble and the sprint that I've been in with my career. You know, I was just like, I felt like I really needed to express that and get it out. And, you know, I have all these opinions about just the way that, I don't know, just how messed up everything is right now. I mean, just, I don't know. Like, there's, like, definitely some little connotations in the video of like, you know, like, you know, being trapped.
Right.
That feeling of being trapped where it's like you have to make money. It's just like this cycle that I'm in where I can't do certain things because I have to sell myself short for like short-term money. So I can't hold out for other bigger situations or whatever, or do things that might seem prestigious. I'm like a blue-collar musician, you know? It doesn't really matter what talented level or I think I am or people think I am or, you know, you think I am. It's like I have to stay active if I want to survive, whether it's a matter of staying relevant in people's eyes or whether it's a matter of constantly having something new to try and, you know, convert that into a living, because it is what I love to do and it's what I think that I'm, you know, it's what I think my skill set is. So, you know, obviously I wouldn't want to have to do this like this money. So I don't know, I guess it's like sort of a song about that, but it has relatable terms for everybody, I think, because everybody's got to make money. You can't just not make money.
Right.
And it's just this is big mess and this bad feeling, but at the same time, it's with that hook, you know, you can, if you're not really paying attention to the song, you know, you can really, like, that hook can go both directions, you know. That chorus can be like, it's almost kind of like an homage or like a parody of music about flossing, about getting money, like, for extravagant reasons rather than for the sake of, like, I got to get money. Like, it's very important to get money.
Yeah.
And I hate money. I hate, like, flossing, and I hate all that materialistic stuff. So, I don't know. It's just expression of all that kind of jumbled out. You know, I don't really know.
Cool. Yeah. No, I think it's definitely, you know, it works the way you're talking about it. It's that, like, two-sided read on it. So I guess next I'd like to talk to you a little bit about, like, the dynamic of your fan base now that you've, you know, kind of really progressed over the past decade. Like, I feel like, you know, there's a little something for everybody. What kind of impact do you think, like, your different styles have on both old and new fans?
You know, for me being in the center of it, sometimes it is hard to tell because I'm not running, like, probably the type of analysis I should be for running a business. But you know, from what I see, it's like I still get, like, my 2004 album, Dry Puddles, like, I still get people that are, like, you know, giving me hate mail or whatever and just saying, like, that's your best stuff, and, like, oh, you, and you know, I listen to that, I'm like, you're tripping, that is not good, like, when I hear it, you know. But it's just, I tried to be as clear, because I definitely did take, like, a turn with this. It wasn't just, like, necessarily a direct, like, evolution of my music. It is like a genre shift, even if it still has the same sound and the same head nod and the same soul to it, and the beats still sound like Sapient beats or whatever. It's still a different genre. And, you know, I think that Slump has more universal reach, but also there's a lot of people who listen to me because they only want to hear, like, rapping, and they want to hear me rapping. So I guess I'm just seeing a mix of that. There's been at least a couple people who, even though I was clear for like 3 or 4 months, clear as possibly could be, release 3 music videos with no rapping, release an EPK video where I'm talking about how there's no rap, and, you know, made it as clear as possible. There's still some people that, like, ordered the album and they're like pissed that there's no rapping on it. So I'm just like, well, I tried my best. Like,
right.
Not paying attention. It's like,
Yeah. I didn't want to load my question too much, but, like, I definitely sense that, you know, you're, like, doing what you want to do, and I think doing it well. And, you know, as a fan, I find that progression, like, really refreshing, as opposed to just, you know, catering to what people are comfortable with.
So, well, thank you. I mean, that's good to hear because it's only been out for a couple of days, and it's sort of like, you know, my wife said, she said something like, it's pretty messed up. She said she'll probably be mad that I'm saying this on the air, but she said it's like, you know, you just had a baby, like the baby's just born yet, and you're not sure, like, about it. You're not sure, like, you know, what it's going to be like yet, and it's sort of like waiting on people's reactions from it. And she said something like, are people going to think it's ugly? Like, like, you're just not sure. So, but, you know, the response that I've got from people is, you know, overwhelmingly, like, in the people like what I'm doing. And as far as, like, people that I know, there's people out there that don't like it. And I'm, you know, I think that, you know, for the most of the people that are speaking up, they're excited about it and really, you know, I know a lot of people that are my age that are hip-hop heads, and everybody's expanding their music. I used to just love listening to only hip-hop, and I don't listen to that much hip-hop right now. And I think that there's a lot of people that are going through kind of a similar thing where they're just not necessarily not listening to as much hip-hop, but they're kind of expanding their you know, listening palette. And so I'm really just, I'm trying to just put that in their mouth.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
With their ears.
Yeah, I do notice a lot of, you know, artists are really trying to expand. A lot of sort of like your peers, like, you know, Henri is a perfect example. Stuff he's doing with DTS is, you know, definitely not your normal hip-hop flavor. But, I mean, like, I think you guys
work pretty well together. He never has been, though. He's always been not normal hip-hop flavor, though, also. But he's been singing, like, doing more melodic stuff. I agree. And, like, that's one of the big things of, like, when I first was gearing up to release Slump and everything was sort of this, like, this is a rock album or whatever the genre is called, like a hip hop type of thing. But it's not a rapper trying to sing. Like, it doesn't sound like a rapper trying to sing because a lot of the time rappers, like, always kind of secretly wish they were singers and they're just not cut out for it. And there's no one to tell them no, because they're surrounded by yes men, and so,
sure,
you know, you get all this garbage singing on hooks and blah blah blah, and just like people who are just barely able to carry a note, and they can layer it like 100 times, and then it sounds okay in the end, but it's garbage sounding to me. It's like rap. If you're gonna rap, sing too if you can sing. But you know, that was my main thing, is that I just really didn't want to come off. I was really kind of insecure about it and really wanted to make it complex and stand on its own in another realm to where it's not like, oh, this is good for a rapper. It's like I really wanted it to be, you know, sound like I was an expert at what I was doing.
Sure, sure. Yeah, that makes sense. Well, cool. So this next question, if you don't want to answer it, that's fine. If you want to keep an element of surprise, but what could people expect from your show this Sunday at Soul Collective? Will it mostly be tracks from Slump, or is it going to be a mix of old and new?
It's a mix of old and new for sure. It's me and my homie. I'm accompanied by his piano playing and MPC and as well as like a couple other little extras. But we start off with, you know, some poking around at the NPCs. We have two of them, and we just kind of do some like back and forth, and we reconstruct some of the beats like throughout my old discography, like in order, kind of from my solo albums, and just kind of play around and do some stuff there, and then bust into some tracks off of my last release called Gun Wings, which is like a free download. So I perform, you know, like 5-something songs from that. We're still, you know, arranging and doing something different every night. But for the most part, we bust out some rap songs and transition into some songs from Slump, you know, do a good like 8 or 9 of those songs. And then we go back out and end it with some of the old discography, some of the classics, if you will.
Nice.
And basically make a Slump sandwich. So it's like rap, sing, rap.
Cool. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. So just for everyone listening right now, a reminder, he's Sapien's going to be playing at Soul Collective March 3rd. Evil Ebenezer is opening up.
Also Chase Moore.
What's that?
And also Chase Moore and Gray Space.
Oh, great.
Be on the bill.
Okay, cool.
Well, a few more.
My next question is, you know, you've talked a little bit about how you're, you know, less interested in rapping nowadays. I noticed that there's a new single, or relatively new, on your website from The Prime. For those that don't know, that's Sapient teamed up with Lucky I Am of Living Legends. Can fans expect a sequel to the One Uppers album?
Yeah, definitely. We already have it created. It's just we both have pretty busy schedules, and you know, we want to do it justice. So it's kind of been this thorn in my side and his as well, because we really want to find a place for this. But you know, I've been consumed by this campaign for Slump for some time now, and I think that this album from The Prime is what's coming up next. And you know, just to be clear, like I'm definitely not, like, I don't think that I'm, you know, I don't love hip hop or rap like any less than I ever have. It's just right now this is what feels musically satisfying, is for me to do this album. I definitely am not like retiring from rapping or stopping doing that, because it's something that I love, but there might be some sort of clear, you know, defined split between these two genres of me as an artist in the future. So, you know, I might separate them, or I might, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but, you know, this isn't, just so you know, this isn't like a sign. I haven't been super clear about that, but this isn't a sign that I'm stopping making hip hop. That's still like, you know, the first love.
Cool. And then I also noticed there's some new singles from Sand People. Is there something in the works there as well?
Yeah, there definitely is. We have quite a few, you know, with such a large crew, it's like really hard to like ever decide when a song is finished when you don't really have a deadline. So we have a good skeleton for basically probably about a couple albums worth of songs that we're going to simmer into. You know, at least one really strong full-length album, and then possibly like a B-side type of thing. But yeah, that's definitely in the works too, and that's something that, once again, has been kind of waiting on me while I deal with this whole Slump thing and, you know, continue to do what I got to do for this solo career in order to stay providing for the family. Just like other people in the crew might have day jobs or something like that, it's like my solo career is like my day job, and so right now it's just real busy at work for me.
Gotcha. Yeah. On that on your page, you know, I was mentioning I was reading that little article about your family and all that. Can you talk a little bit about the difficulty of you know, trying to balance your career with your family?
Yeah, it's one of those things where I feel partially like I don't have any really right to complain, because, you know, in the end I'm in a rare position where even if I'm not able to do it in the orthodox way, I'm still, you know, doing what I love, and being able to provide for my family. Even if it means I have to use like extra other like side talents, like mixing, or like I was saying, selling beats, or doing mastering for people, or stuff like that, or album artwork, to be able to, you know, supplement that income in order to be home instead of touring quite so much. But yeah, it's definitely like something that's been a struggle to figure out, like my identity as an artist as I evolve into, you know, a much more responsible person who is, you know, I care more about portraying doing the right thing and being a model for my kids than I do about maintaining that, you know, I don't care, I'm out here doing graffiti and whatever, like, attitude that I came up with. It's sort of been something that it's been, you know, it's either like, well, a lot of people have kids and they just kind of disappear or whatever, because, you know, having kids in a family is like a huge job, and I feel like it's been just a ton of work to stay juggling these two things, because, you know, like a lot of the time I'm at home and I'm working on music and I'm doing all this stuff, and my studio is more like an office and I'm just handling business more than making music. And then I'm, you know, trying to like stop and go spend time with the family and do all this family type stuff that, you know, underground rap fans probably aren't interested in knowing about. And, you know, in this day and age, artists are, it's basically like an assumed requirement that you're constantly posting about what you're up to or what's going on with your life and connecting with your fans in a way that, like, a couple eras ago, like, you know, for example, in, like, 90s rappers weren't, like, nobody knew about what they were doing every day or who they were hanging out with or what they were eating or whatever. And, you know, it's like nowadays I got to be really transparent or I lose that interest. And or, you know, I'm just basically messing up. It's just a requirement to have a career is to be on your Facebook and your Twitter and all that stuff. And so it's like it's something that, you know, I just have to balance it. I'm like, I don't want to just put a ton of pictures of my kids and an update that's like just wipe poop off of balls or whatever. You know, it's like, so, you know, a lot of stuff, it's like you decide what makes it through that filter. And you know, I don't want to be facetious and, like, act like I'm one way and be like, yeah, I'm out in the club with the homies or whatever. Because, you know, it's just that life is all, you know, it's just transformed for me. So it's something great and it's something that I love. It's so much to balance, though, for real, as what it's become, you know. Mm-hmm. It's hard because rapping and making music and touring and stuff is also kind of fun. I feel guilt when I leave my family to go do stuff that's like, you know, you're doing a show, you're doing like a party and you're playing music. So I don't know. It's definitely just been a long road to kind of figure out where all that stands. And right now I feel like I kind of have it figured out better than I ever have. So.
Cool. Yeah, that's got to be tough. I mean, I know you're already, like, super busy with all the projects you keep pumping out. Just got to make it even more intense. But, yeah, lots of respect for that, man.
Thanks.
So my general show hours are, like, in the middle of the night, so that's why we're doing, like, a little Tuesday showing. But the focus of my show is, you know, conscious rap and just pushing hip-hop that has some kind of relevant message. And I know from your music that's also important to you. So if you don't mind, I'd like to ask you just your perspective on a couple of things.
Sure.
So first is, you know, obviously we're on a, you know, freeform radio station right now. Do you think that, what are your thoughts on mainstream hip-hop radio? Do you think that we're stuck in commercialism forever, or would you say there's maybe hope for some real honest expression in the future?
Well, you know, I think that we're probably in a better position for that than we've ever been, for as far as, you know, music becoming real, you know, that's in the mainstream. I mean, there's so much power in the record industry that even with the internet and Napster and whatever, like the big downfall of all of that, like all those, you know, walls being torn down between the artists and the fans and the distributors and the press and the outlets and stuff like that, to where do-it-yourself is so much, you know, easier, and there's all these tools for it. I see the mainstream is now more catering to, you know, mimicking what the independent and underground stuff is doing, because, you know, at this point, once those walls come down to where they don't have such control between the musicians between the musicians and the fans, like the musicians can reach fans potentially. They have the capability, they have the tools there. Mm-hmm. And so if there's good music out there and there's garbage music on the radio and in the record stores and stuff, people are realizing that there's good music out there. And so the music industry has kind of had to take a turn and, you know, I don't know. There's just a lot of also indie artists getting really, really big and passing of deals and stuff like that. And so, yeah, I think that, you know, since it is all a business at a certain level, that in order to do stuff like Macklemore, where he's the big, like, talk right now of, like, oh, he did it indie and stuff like that. There's no label. But, you know, there's other, like, key things behind the scene that are still gatekeepers opening their gates and helping helping along with his career.
Sure.
That's just what the new indie is. It's like these booking agents and managers that aren't part of like a huge company. It's like, that's what's really indie, is like these gatekeepers are going indie. And, you know, I see like what someone like Macklemore, who's like a homie of mine, you know, I don't know all exactly what's going on behind the scenes, but it's like, if you're going to achieve that type of success, to where you're really going to be that big in the mainstream, you're working so hard at it that it turns into something that I don't ever want for my music to turn into, or at least for like my career, for my persona as Sapient. I don't want to be going, and doing, I mean, it would be awesome to go do Saturday Night Live. Don't get me wrong, but like to be in that position, all the other stuff that goes along with it and all the like, all the just non-music stuff that's associated with that large of success and that much riches. It's not really, I'm not really ready to ever be consumed by that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But as far as, sorry, back to like the real answer for the question of whether I see, you know, really like free thought and real expression in the mainstream. I think that there is certain forms of it for sure. But I think that once a band or a rapper or singer that's like young and hungry and working, and then they have this like beautiful thing that maybe they created that was out of their, you know, artistic expression, and then it gets taken and turned into that, then their follow-up and what that whole process of fame transforms them into, I just think that it's sort of like, it sort of kills the possibility for it to continue in that same way. You know what I mean?
Like, right, right.
I mean, Eminem's just like a good example of that, you know?
Yeah, that makes
sense. It's like he got so powerful, he could still do whatever he wanted, but what he wanted to do was just make weird garbage that didn't sound like his type music that first put him on the map, you know?
Right, exactly. So,
and where, like, didn't look all weird and like, like he has like spray on Tanner and like makeup and like facelifts and stuff. Like when you see him, you're like, what the heck?
Yeah. It's amazing what sells. just on the topic of like, you know, now and future, hip hop, is there any, like new MCs that you're watching that fans need to know about?
You know, I don't really have probably like the best gauge for that, actually, you know, not right off the top, especially like the Portland scene. There's, you know, out here in the Northwest, there's like a lot of music and stuff like that. But as far as like the hip hop scene, it's not just like flourishing with amazing talent. And I do see a lot of like cats out here with potential. But you know, I don't, like, and also, like I said, I've been like listening to hip hop a lot to just kind of know what's happening and be, you know, understanding what's relevant and why certain things are working for certain people and kind of studying their campaigns and the steps they go and their numbers. But you know, I haven't really just been sifting through trying to stay up on like, you know, someone that's up and coming. Not particularly. Maybe if I had some time to think about it and prepare, but not off the top. No,
no,
I don't have anything for you.
Yeah, no sweat. Just thought I'd ask. Sure. So one more perspective question. We'll wrap it up here. You know, I think a big part of hip hop in 2013 is the rise in popularity of the battle scene right now. And I know you've got a couple friends that are involved with that. Some couple guys from Sam People. What are your thoughts on the state of battling and what it may be doing to or for hip hop culture?
I think the battling scene is way tight. It's kind of, I don't necessarily know that I have any perspective of what I think it's doing for hip hop culture, because hip hop culture is doing so many different things, and there's pieces that it's affecting and pieces that it's not really doing anything. But what it does to, you know, the whole acapella battling, like street style,
right?
Not scribble jam style, is it creates like these people who are famous rappers, who, you know, there's some really, really insanely talented battlers, you know, like obviously like Immaculate and Thesaurus and like Disaster and like all those top tier cats. Mm-hmm. But there's just like a lot of dudes who, I don't know. It's crazy. You can be like the biggest battler and people just don't care about your albums and your music. They just want to see your stand up comedy. And it's also like part of that is that the criteria for being a battle rapper is you must have like, you know, long syllable rhymes. Mm-hmm. You got to be funny and quick, but you don't have to have any musical talent to be a battle rapper, like in any way. And not that saying that you even necessarily have to have any musical talent outside of rhythm to be a really good rapper, but like you literally don't even have to have rhythm to be a battle rapper. And so you could literally have no, you could be completely like the most, you know, the biggest musical reject in the world and be like an amazing battle rapper.
Right.
So I think that it's like, in that way, it does something weird with hip hop where people are like hip hop artists that are like praised for one thing, but then their actual music, you know, no one really cares because I think that not having that, not really having them be the same thing creates, I don't know, it just muddies it up a little. I don't know. You know, you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for that. Well, cool, man. This has been great. I just got one more question to ask you, and that's just like, in a general sense, what do you think is most important to you for fans to understand through your music and what you're doing?
Well, as far as what I would like people to understand about me is that what I'm trying to do with Slump with this new style where it's kind of, it's more of a singing like indie rock type of thing is that, I want to stimulate you more musically, while still giving you that same head nod factor of that is like the most important part to feeling my music in, from my perspective of my own music is like, I want to be able to get chills from the melodies and nod my head. And so, you know, I just get tired of hearing people yelling at me on a track, like when they're rapping, I just feel like I'm getting yelled at.
Right.
And, you know, so I just didn't want to yell at people for an album. So,
nice.
You know, the most important thing for me from a fan, if you're listening to this and you know of me and you want to support me is, this is truly independent music. Like it literally makes a difference when you buy a record or buy a t-shirt or do anything to support, share a video or share anything. This is all stuff that is like I've invested mostly in with my own dollar to like every aspect of my career. This is the first album that I've done with a label, and it's still so grassroots and homegrown, my involvement in it. And it's still, you know, it's an independent label and I operate my whole campaign and everything like that. And you know, this is like, I'm just trying to keep music with integrity, going places and while being able to balance it with my family and being able to support myself. And I'm just appreciative for everybody that wants to enjoy it. Cause that's what I make it for. So
cool. We appreciate it. So you can find Slump as well as, a lot of other Sapience music, some free downloads actually at sapientkills.com. Thank you for those, by the way.
Yep.
Sapient, thanks again. It's been a pleasure having you on the show, and I know the fans appreciate it.
Cool. Thanks for having me.
This is something that you can't throw away. I was made where they flamethrow all day. Born from rock infected with boom bap. My competitors grew fat. You can't do what I do, 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 when I do that. What I do, 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 when I do that. This is something that you can't throw away. I was made where they flamethrow all day. Born from rock infected with boom bap. My competitors grew fat. You can't do what I do, 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 when I do that. What I do, what I do, what I do, what I do.
do what I do when I do this. Underlings know their jobs, born from God but blessed by the humans. They in awe and respect what I'm doing, what I do, what I do, what I do, what I do, what I do when I do this. What I do, what I do, what I do, what I do, what I do when I do this. There's no before and no after. Arthur's soul and Thor's hammer, born in the now and twisted together. We all live here forever. When I do what I do, what I do, what I do, what I do, when I do this. What I do, 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 when I do this. This is something that you can't throw away. I was made where they flamethrow all day. Born from rock and fed to a boom back. My competitors grew fat. You can't do what I do, what I do, what I do, what I do, what I do when I do that. What I do, what I do, what I do, what I do, what I do when I do this.
Reusable items given to the Salvation Army are processed by rehabilitants and made available to low-income families through Salvation Army thrift stores. Become part of this humanitarian effort by donating your reusable goods to the Salvation Army Adult Rehabilitation Center by calling 1-800-95-TRUCK.
Sundays, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. New Day Jazz with your host, Justin DeMott.
New Day Jazz features jazz, blues, classical, and experimental, along with interviews with authors of contemporary African-American literature. That's Justin DeMott's New Day Jazz, Sundays, 3 to 6 p.m., all here on KDBS.
Awesome folks I used to know, used to smile and say hello. Spin the world and turn the page, entertaining from the stage. Father time for...
All right, you're listening to The Mic is the Message on KDVS in Davis. You just heard an interview with Sapient, and right now I'm going to be giving away some tickets to his upcoming show on Sunday, March 3rd at the Soul Collective. So I will be giving two tickets away to the first two people that call looking for some tickets. Then we'll follow it up with some music. Sorry, the number is 530-754-KDVS or 530-752-2000. 2777. Congratulations to Carlos. Just got two tickets. There's still two left to the next caller. 530-754-KDVS.
On the stage, please. They're all waiting for you.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn. For me. Just a heads up, the other two tickets are now gone. They went to George, so congratulations to Carlos and to George. But yeah, we are all out. Birds flying high, you know how I feel.
sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me.
Sadness, a homemade hell from the Ten Commandments. Homegrown universe, missing planets. Addictions rampant, trying to make sense in the midst of madness. Enslaved to the whims of a distant magic. Against this black mist, the distractions, friendships, tend to get fenced into pastures. Another victim of instant reaction. Beneath the deep sea is sweeter than the fruit from the leaves of peach trees. The bad vibes need releasing. It keeps me grounded when I feel surrounded in a cheap seat, 3 feet deep and drowning. Heart pounding, disconnected, standing room only in the whisper section. In the risk that you'll get rejected, your intellect and your courage have a meeting at an intersection. I'm traveling in this direction. Red light, insurrection. And the peanut gallery interjects with more nonsense. Negativity erupts from subconscious. The destruction is monstrous. We'll be right back.
You can't take the E out of death. That spelling is fixed, sure as day on the skeleton sets. Both are forever at your neck. It's an eat on us. Then will they so simply slip you bait to the improved use and slave stakes in a king's bet? Left only waged your once infant neck, half hugging the word blades, one way embrace. Your head led off into that last capture, then replanted in the bed of upper class laughter, wherein it is never picked nor tended to. Only left to a decade of death uneven under the spur slash sleigh of all seasons. And you.
You are singing.
Yet in you still all day has resulted. And you.
You are singular.
It's perhaps pride of all pulses. Yet.
You are singular. You are singular.
Yet you.
You are singular.
Yet you get no god to catch your back against the maggot sluice. You got no one ape, you owe all that bone structure to. Yet weather molded of all your meaning of life, long divided by day as to die. So this means terrible things to those who cherish the dead, who think in flames are safe for their beliefs. The lead that no river ever ends, that the sun and moon are simply miscommon, that the dark and light cross on us, for to give you no pain. Weather, this will only work once.
You are
only once. Only once. Get rid of who you will be lucky to help like you are when thought is clear about yourself. And now recall that all of the fierce things. Pink for your venue, sitting for your pinks, all done, I don't have to. You will be lucky to have that heart attack.
So you don't and never did see burst in some mountain. Where when I got your window shut, no, you see lies in it.
All one wants is to be missed.
To throw no flag, but see American. Just pause in poetry. Don't regret to rev your car and throw it right up at the TV. And yet with them, I don't and never did see burst in some naughty. Where when I was your window shut, no, you see lies in it.
All one wants is to be missed.
To throw no flag,
but see American
rebel. Just pause in poetry. Don't regret to rev your car and throw it right up.
These days, laying broken stones on your waist, your death.
Teeth
I'm kissing. Nothing rhymes with death.